This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop, hey.
Comedians often take aim at the president, but has the Trump bashing gotten a little out of control? A new survey finds Americans are sick and tired of it.
That's right. 43% of likely voters think there's too much Trump bashing in popular culture. So, should Hollywood maybe start to take notice?
Joining us now is comedian, writer, and producer Michael Loftus. Michael, always good to have you on the show. What is your take? I mean, obviously the president had enough support to win the presidency. You would think that shows and pop culture would think that through about their viewers and their audience, and they would want to not alienate half of the country.
I think they're still in the middle of their temper tantrum. I think they're still mad about telling us this guy doesn't have a chance to win. Let him go. Let him bash. Bash away, media. It just makes more people want to vote for him. It's good for me. I love the guy.
I mean, the other side, flip side of that survey is 30% of voters say there isn't enough Trump bashing. I mean, it shows you how much derangement there really is.
Well, I think maybe that's just they repeatedly call Lawrence O'Donnell's house. I don't think Lawrence O'Donnell loses his mind. Donald Trump used the wrong salad fork. That's the end of America. It's the end of our republic. I mean, these are people, they hate him. They've got an agenda and they want him to fail. It drives me crazy. I don't understand. I really don't understand how the media can get together and just keep attacking this guy, taking quotes out of context, trying to root. It's literally like rooting against the pilot of the plane that you're sitting on. You know,
since
like, hey, I want to make it to Vegas. Let's just let Trump do his thing. We're doing well.
He can cure cancer.
Working,
right. He can cure cancer and he would find something to.
Exactly.
Right.
In that case, Jimmy Kimmel would still bash him. Well, look at what Jimmy Kimmel said. We'll talk about it on the other side.
President Trump said he is with the people of Santa Fe in this tragic hour and will be with them forever. Except for when it comes time to do something, then he will not be with them. And neither will any of the Congress people or governors who don't ever do anything because they're fearful that will hurt them politically. They know the truth. They know this has gone too far, but they're too cowardly to do the right thing. They care more about the support of the NRA than they do about children.
I don't remember Jimmy Kimmel doing these sermons. He did on health care as well some months ago, you remember, back in the Obama years. Instead, he mostly, you know, he talked about politics, but it's just a constant bashing. But do you think some comedians are saying, hey, Kimmel's doing pretty well right now by bashing the president, so I want in on it?
I don't know. I hope not. I don't dig this whole thing where Jimmy Kimmel is like the conscience of America. You know, like, tell jokes, man. Don't try to change the Constitution. Give me your hot take on the Billboard Music Awards. I don't want you to, like, hey, we need to round up all the guns. And that's not going to solve it. I mean, he hasn't thought it through. And this is not comedy. This is for real. It's like, don't start preaching right after these events happen. Take a step back. What's going on? Yeah. Here's the question I want Kimmel to ask. Why are these young men doing this? I really think we have a big problem about that. They keep blaming the weapon, and they never ask, why is this happening? Yeah. And we got little boys growing up, and they're like, oh, toxic masculinity. You're toxic because you're a guy. We need to find a way to help these kids grow up to be fine young men.
Yeah.
And you can't even send them to the Boy Scouts anymore.
Good point, Michael.
They got rid of that. I wish Jimmy would just lay off on the preaching about changing the Constitution and just tell some jokes
all
for
right,
a while.
We gotta leave it right
just
there.
Awesome.
I think the thing is that people have to stay in their lane. I mean, if you're a comedian, be a comedian. You know, if you're a political pundit, be a political pundit. I mean, go and be the best one you can be. But, you know, when you tune in to Jimmy Kimmel and others that you think, hey, look, I want to have a good time. I want to be entertained. It's like, look, I got other shows that I can tune into if I want to hear about politics or get an update on the news. I mean, even, you know, Carson back in the old days when he talked about the news, it was always with a little bent perspective. And Kimmel at times has done that. But when he gets outside of his lane and wants to become a political force in the country, then he compromises his own brand. This is what's going on. And I think that comedy right now is suffering because because for the lack of creativity. They just haven't been able to get their brain around Donald Trump. And they think the easy thing to do is just to slam him. And people are getting tired of the bashing, clearly, by the current polls.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Live. That remains our focus, ladies and gentlemen, and it requires all hands on deck. And thank you for sharing a part of your day with us and joining in on the challenge that is before us if we're going to get this country back on track and make sense out of all this money that we're spending. I mean, forget about what's going on with Robert Mueller et al. You know, there are just so many other things about this country that we could be doing so much better. I mean, GDP, if we could just increase the efficiency, what would that do? And what would that do in terms of putting money directly into your pocket instead of getting into all this incompetence or being affected by all this incompetence that's been surrounding us? But we got to call it out. And we've got to get out of this denial first and deal with reality. Just about 7 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Horace Cooper joins us, nationally recognized legal commentator and adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research, co-chair of the Project 21 National Advisory Board. Mr. Horace, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it's great to be on the program.
Hey, always good to be talking to you. We've been highlighting the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. We've been focusing on this, and this is what we'll be doing for the next couple of weeks, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about this next important leg. Derek Green, Talk First, gave us a general overview, but we want to look at today is the whole issue of law enforcement. What can be done to better serve, if we better serve Black America, I look at it as kind of a holistic approach. If we can figure that out, then we can probably handle some other aspects of our country as well. What do you say?
Well, absolutely. And in fact, I wanted to make sure everyone who has been paying attention to this blueprint, we really put a lot of energy and effort into coming up with these 57 policy prescriptions.
Mm-hmm.
While it's named the Blueprint for a Better Deal for Black America, and it's accurate that everything in here is a good, healthy way to address a lot of the issues facing Black America, in fact, all of these policy solutions are race neutral. Every American of goodwill benefits from these, and they will be transformative in a positive way because they build on the successes of the kinds of things that made America great. One of the biggest challenges, to answer your question, though, one of the biggest challenges has been this growing division that was stoked by Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch over at the Department of Justice between Black Americans and law enforcement, rather than seeing those who are racing to the sound of where conflict lies. We just found out that there was a 25-minute armed shootout that happened in Santa Fe before they were able to subdue the crazed shooter.
Mm-hmm.
That required courage. That required a willingness to put your own lives at risk, and that's what our men in blue do. But there has been a huge chasm created by progressives and even some of our elected officials, particularly during the Obama administration, to create the impression that the very people most likely to assist you in a time of trouble are the people that you need to be most worried about. We think that's a bad approach, and we've come up with some solutions that we think will transform that, improve that, and actually increase the regard that people have for law enforcement across the board.
Well, Horace, we see where we want to get, but meanwhile, we've got to get through some of the past and the perception levels, whether it's Black America, Brown America, you know, people that feel like maybe the men in blue have have violated, some things, and those need to be addressed. And there needs to be, I guess, maybe a chance to, under the current context and the willingness, I sense, of all sides to say, let's get along here. In the words of Rodney King, why can't we all get along? Let's figure this out. Let's let these walls that have separate us be knocked down to where we can come together as a true United States of America and as best we can move away from these perceived paradigms that, it transcends. I don't care if you're if you're Black or Brown, or if you're less than, if you're perceived as less than, then you kind of feel like everybody's picking on you and you're like the Charlie Brown of society.
Well, a couple things. I don't disagree with anything you said, but a couple things. One is there has been a distortion of the reality. The statistics don't bear this out, that there is some disparate treatment of Black Americans by the law enforcement community. The statistics say you're extremely unlikely to be struck by lightning. It's almost approaching zero. When you get struck by lightning, all of those statistics don't really matter. But what has happened is we have spent a lot of time finding the isolated incidents and increasingly trying to create the impression that they represent the reality. Mm-hmm. And that has to stop. And so the mainstream media has done a poor job of creating a false impression or narrative. But one of the things that I think is the biggest key is that we need to get back to the basics. Just like in the classroom, law enforcement has been asked to morph away from the responsibilities that most of us think of when we think of law enforcement to becoming the nanny, becoming the nurse, becoming the sociologist, becoming all manner of things, and increasingly the tax collector for the welfare state. Instead of when I hear the siren, when I see the man in blue, I understand that someone's purse was just about to be snatched or did get snatched and that perpetrator is about to be caught, or someone's house was broken into or was about to be broken into. The kinds of things that are serious, that there's universal agreement, if the man in blue shows up, you're happy about it. But we've morphed away from that in modern times, and so that cities, states, sometimes even the feds, are trying their hardest to collect every last dime that working people make, and they've come up with offenses that will help them achieve new funds in their coffers. And they have sent law enforcement out to collect those. I'm talking about arresting you for setting up a lemonade stand in your front yard. If you have extra cigarettes in your pack.
Selling single cigarettes. Give me a break. Yes, exactly.
These kinds of things are increasingly the primary way that people see and encounter law enforcement. And those aren't necessary for that impression. No one loves the IRS. No one loves it when the tax man knocks on your door. And if you want to stay unpopular, the way you do that is you continue increasing the number of instances. There isn't any good reason why meter maids can't handle all of the kinds of minor traffic citations.
Exactly. Horace, we got to put a pause right there. We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Horace Cooper is with us. Stay with us. We got more coming up after this.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection, Horace?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
This is your time, your call. Don't fight, you come so far, keep going.
back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper continues with us, nationally recognized legal commentator, adjunct fellow with the National Center for Public Policy Research. We're talking about black confidence in policing has been decreasing due to a series of high-profile black fatalities involving officers in recent years. Some of these fatalities occurred while police were enforcing relatively minor infractions, and that's what we were talking about here recently, with Horace. Horace, you know, as you put in perspective here, and I'm thinking that many Americans have not even realized this subtle change and what has happened with our law enforcement and what we have done in terms of expectation and I might even say misuse of their power and position in the community.
So local communities and state governments and even the feds are desperate to extract funds from us, and they don't want to do it in a direct and more transparent way, and they're more than willing to find alternative ways. And suddenly, you have a car that needs to get an inspection. You get your letter in the mail. Your car hasn't been running well. You've got to figure out how you're getting to work and take your grandmother to the doctor and all these other things, and you don't get around to doing the inspection. And you look at it, and it looks like the fee has gone up. And the reason that it looks like it is because it has. And so you put it off. Middle-class people, upper-middle-class people, wealthier people kind of go, okay, it's gone up again, I don't like it, and they pay it and they get it over with. But working people find that this is a bit of a struggle. Suddenly, you get pulled over, and if we're fortunate and that incident doesn't escalate into something more severe, you still find that there's now a big fee associated with the ticket, as much as $300 for your failure to do so. Well, if you didn't have the money for the inspection, you probably don't easily have the $300.
Right.
And then you get a court date, and you show up at the court date, and the judge says, pay it now, or you go to jail. This creates a great, intense hostility. We're asking, let's get more cameras going. Let's make sure we're observing everything that happens. In South Carolina, just over the weekend, a black pastor and member of the NAACP made a false claim that in his expensive Mercedes-Benz, a few blocks from his house, he was pulled over and told he had no business being in the neighborhood where he lived, etc., and that he could be arrested for drug dealing. It turned out, when we looked at the video, nothing of the sort had happened. The problem is that video, the Facebook post, and the announcement that he made publicly went far and wide. If we get more cameras to record these kinds of encounters, what we will see is the overwhelming majority of law enforcement are professional and appropriate. But if we continue with this direction where law enforcement are essentially acting as the tax collector, it will make working people's fear, apprehensions of encountering law enforcement even greater, and a disproportionate number of black Americans, particularly young men, happen to be in the category of not middle class, not upper class, not rich, and that exacerbates a narrative that progressives want to have that law enforcement is out to get you. Why not send your name to the credit bureau if you don't make your payment? Why not come up with other ways to assess you when we're concerned about these minor violations? No need to have a professional carrying a firearm help you to come to terms with this kind of thing. Let's shift it. And I can promise you this, if we were to start doing that, more Americans would join together and ask, why are we collecting all of these fees instead of saying, who's disobeying the cop and who's not?
Exactly. Well, this is insane, really, you know, when you think about it and you break it down like this, Horace, and I'm sure some people are hearing this for the first time, and they're, you know, as you say, many middle-class Americans, they get the bill, they pay the bill, they shrug, they don't like it, and they move on. It's just like, okay, your number came up that day, and
yeah.
you know, kind of thing, and you get it over. But what about the other person, as you say, and the lower classes that can't afford it. I mean, here we've got gas hitting $3 average across the country. I happen to be in California. They would love a $3 average. They're like $3.60 right now with all their added taxes they're going through. It's craziness. But, you know, all this stuff has an impact on their ability, on everyone's ability, and particularly, you know, poor people, to be able to get along. Now, with this pastor doing what he did, I mean, did he feel like he just somehow needed to even out the scales or something? What was his thinking?
Well, we have a number of progressives who really, really dislike law enforcement, and they are happy to malign law enforcement. And when people are listening, and many are sincere, they hear these events going on, it feeds a narrative, and we've got to be careful about that. That's one of the reasons why we're asking the president to establish a new medal for exemplary law enforcement activity, so that people can see that there's a different side of what's going on. We're asking local churches if they will hold an annual day where members of law enforcement, both those that attend their congregations and those that just live in the communities, can come and be honored and tell their stories. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that if people in inner city areas or even poor parts of the country that are rural would like to get access to a firearm, why can't the local fire police department offer gun safety and gun training programs?
Exactly.
That interaction helps tremendously to change people's impressions.
Yeah, and we've got a ways to go here. This is not going to be done overnight, but at least it starts with a vision, and this is what I appreciate with the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. As you say, I want to add not only Black America, but for all Americans, because as you say, this is race neutral. I mean, what is good for one is good for all. I mean, you're not trying to do something at the expense of the other, are you?
Nope, not at all. We believe that the kinds of success principles that have made this country great, family, faith, reliance on the community, personal independence, small government, free markets or entrepreneurship are the things that turned a small colony breakaway from the United Kingdom into the most transformational country on the planet. We need to build on those principles. In the 1960s and some parts of the 70s, we rejected all of these success principles, and America has paid the price. It was the 60s that the first effort by the left to target law enforcement as the bad guy, as the person that we need to be concerned about. They came up with these epithets for our law enforcement, and they have planted a seed. In the Obama administration, we saw that operate on steroids.
Yeah.
We've got to change the mindset so when you see the man in blue, you know he's a rescuer and not the tax man.
What's the response from the men in blue on this, Horace?
Well, I have one of my cousins is a 20-year law enforcement in HPD. My brother works in prison enforcement, and they tell me that they are very troubled by how negative the mindset is with regard to the law enforcement community. And they say, we take on whatever duties we're asked. Mm-hmm. And that's correct. But I'm asking, let's return them to the really basic responsibilities, and you'll see their popularity rise all across the country.
Well, this is just one of many ideas as part of the blueprint for a better deal for Black America. Where can they go for more information, Horace?
Check us out at nationalcenter.org, or you can Google Blueprint for a Better Deal for Black America. Over a 10-week period, we're going to be releasing every element of this proposal. I hope all of your listeners will be able to check us out.
Well, thank you so much for the information. Keep up the good fight, Horace. Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Fiber One. Brownies don't always have to mean guilt. Fiber One Brownie Bites satisfy your sweet tooth and offer the benefits of daily fiber. At only 130 calories per pack, it's a snack you can feel good about. As schedules start to get busy this spring, these delicious and perfectly portioned bites are the ideal on-the-go treat. With mouth-watering flavors like chocolate fudge and chocolate caramel, it's hard to believe each pack has 5 grams of fiber and less than 10 grams of sugar. Brooke Parkhurst, entertaining expert and cookbook author.
I carry Fiber One Brownie Bites in my bag just to have around when I crave a quick and delicious treat. They're low in sugar and high in fiber.
Add to your snacking routine this spring with this guilt-free indulgence. Find them at major grocery stores nationwide in the snack aisle. For specific retailers, visit FiberOne.com/shop. That's FiberOne.com/shop.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes to see. I was going under. You reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah. Your love is like bouncing in a river run dry. In a river run dry. Your love.
Live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Us, fresh every day and independent, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. Just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, in today's world, saving for a child's education can be a huge challenge, especially, for example, with the costs averaging about $50,000 a year for a private college and $10,000 a year for in-state tuition education. One way to start saving is creating a 529 education savings plan, which operates in a way similar to an IRA or a 401k plan. As such, the government provides a way for you to save for your child's education tax-free through several saving options from more aggressive to more conservative. It's all up to you. And here to tell us more about it is Danae Domian, and I hope I'm saying that right, Danae. Am I butchering your last name?
You did. Nope, you got it right.
I got it right? Okay, Domian. Okay, we said I did. I go, I did butcher it. I'm sorry. Danae Domian is with, she's a principal with Tailored Solutions to help us understand 529 plans. Danae, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Thanks for having me.
Well, tell us more about this recent survey, and, you know, did the results surprise you?
Yeah, so we just did our seventh annual survey by Edward Jones and found out that a third of Americans only a third know what a 529 plan is. That means mm-hmm. that 7 out of 10 don't. So rather disappointing. It's our seventh year of kind of gauging awareness, and that's why I'm really glad that you had me on the show today, because it's a really important thing. I mean, I think we all agree that a college education is one of the most important gifts that you can give a child or a grandchild. It just opens up so many doors of opportunity, and giving it to them debt-free is an incredible gift, and a 529 plan is one way that helps families accomplish that.
Yeah, we have to offset the pain of what we're $1.4, $1.6 trillion in tuition debt right now. I mean, we are hamstringing these young kids as they come out of college. You know, we've made them almost enslaves or slaved them to the, you know, to the system here. And the 529 college savings plan, you know, gives them that sense of freedom. I mean, you imagine what these kids, you know, coming out of college and they're free of any kind of tuition debt. What does that do in terms of their future?
Well, I tell you what, I mean, if you think about how hard it is anyway getting out of college, just number one, getting a job.
Right.
Getting a job that you can pay the rent and, you know, and pay your expenses, and pay, you know, the average is $40,000 coming out of college in terms of debt. Mm. And that's a burden. So the earlier families can start planning and start saving, even if they don't think they're going to cover the entire cost of 4 years of college, which is a lot of money, mm-hmm. Every little bit helps so that they don't have that huge burden when they graduate.
Well, explain to our audience the 529 college savings plan. How does that work exactly?
Yeah, so a 529 savings plan, they're tax friendly. They're very easy, convenient to set up. But the money that you contribute goes into the account, and it grows tax deferred. And if you pull that money out for college expenses, tuition, room board, supplies, things you need for college, it comes out tax-free, so huge tax advantage. And the owner of the account, so maybe it's a parent or a grandparent, you have control over that money and where it goes and who it goes to, so the kids never get their hands on the money, which is a big deal versus what it used to be, you know, some of the custodial accounts or savings bonds and that sort of thing. Kids get that when they turn 18 or 21, depending on the state you live in.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone can open a 529 plan, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles. And you can set it up for kids, grandkids, really set it up for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you have control over that money.
So it's basically a holding fund that you can write checks for, you know, educational expenses and that sort of thing, right?
That's right, and you can choose the investments that go inside of that account as well, depending on how long you're saving and your time horizon and, you know, and how aggressive or how conservative you want to be in those investments. Lots of flexibility.
Danae, what other advantages should we be aware of in implementing this 529 college savings plan?
You know, I pretty much laid it out, but you can start as early as, you could even set one up for an unborn child.
Mm, yes.
So you could set it up for anyone. So start early. That's the best advice anybody can take from this.
Well, I guess that's the good point of all this. You know, according to your survey, 43% used or plan to use their personal savings to pay for higher education expenses. 31% plan to use federal or state financial aid. 20% plan to use private student loans. 13% plan to use a 529 plan. Boy, the advantages of this 529 plan, I mean, it's a missed opportunity if we don't take advantage. And, of course, coming up the end of this month, May 29th, you can write this on your calendar. It's Save for Education Day, which is dedicated to raising awareness for these 529 plans. So May 29th is something we want to write down on our calendars. And maybe even though it's not the 29th of May, there's nothing that stops you from getting involved with that right away, right?
That's right. And maybe May 29th is just the date that you start actually making a plan and starting to save versus just celebrating it. Let's take some action and do something to make sure that these kids don't graduate with this huge, huge debt burden that they're going to have when they get out of college.
Yeah, especially when you got a tool like this available. Why would you not want to take advantage of it? I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you know, it, when it's a tax-free deal. This is something the government is affording to us. I say take advantage. Danae, how did Save for Education Day come about to begin with?
Well, you know, we serve a lot of families across the country, and we know that one of the most important things to them is, you know, is making sure that their kids have something when they go to college in terms of funds, mm-hmm. or their grandkids. So our clients are telling us that this is important to them, and we just want to make sure that everybody else knows about it so they can take advantage of it. So we came up with Save for Education Day as a way to really raise awareness around the issue.
Why do you think awareness remains low?
It's really hard to tell. I mean, you read the headlines, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
The cost of college continues to go up every single year. So we're not really sure why there's a lack of awareness. But in terms of actually doing something, you know, number one reason is probably procrastination. When your kids are in kindergarten and they're little and they're cute and they're sweet, it's really easy to think, well, you know what, we'll deal with that, you know, whenever they get to middle school, or we'll wait till they get to high school. And I have a junior and a freshman in high school, and it seems like it was a blink.
Yes, exactly.
When they were just so small.
Mm-hmm. No, that's exactly true, that it goes so fast. But by the same token, if you're doing something steady, you know, even a minimal amount of savings, you'd be surprised how quickly that mounts up, right?
That's right. And so the 529 plans is really easy just to set up, you know, $50 or $100 or $250 or $500 every month and just have it taken right out of your bank account so that you don't even see it taken out. And you know that you're doing something really good for your family and doing something really good for the future of our kiddos.
Okay, as we wrap things up here, Danae, your number one piece of advice.
Start now. It's just that simple.
Yeah, don't pass go. Collect $200. Start now. And where can they go and find out more information?
EdwardJones.com.
Just like that. Well, Danae Domian has been with us. She is a principal for Tailored Solutions. Danae, great information. Thank you for encouragement. And we're all going to celebrate May 29th as Save for Education Day. But more than celebrate, we're going to take some action here and do something about tuition for our young kids going forward, right?
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906, 800-296-0906.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ.
They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Ben Martinez.
The Aztec calendar has his Cinco de Mayo party chiseled in. The front of his house looks like it was built by the Mayans, because it was. The contents of his tacos refuse to fall from the shell. He can open a piñata with a wink and a smile. If you were to see him walking a chihuahua, it would still look masculine. Several saints share his likeness, or vice versa, depending on who you ask. Dicing onions doesn't make him cry. It only makes him stronger. He has never filled up on chips. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
Israel Ortega is with us. I had to play this. This was done by our imager out of Los Angeles, Big Wave Dave. And I said, I got to play this for Izzy just as a lead in to our conversation this morning. Yeah. I thought, this is what happens, you know, when you can do tacos and you don't spill anything. I mean, you know, that's a lost art, I'm telling you, right?
I got to tell you, that was really
insane. Walking your chihuahua and still looking masculine, huh?
the whole bit was funny. That's really well done.
Well, that's great. Israel Ortega joins us as spokesperson for Libra Initiative, and we're going to talk about why Latinos should support efforts to promote work over government dependence. Is the evidence is empirical? It is inarguable that when the government gets involved and they start giving you handouts, it becomes a mess. It works against what they tell you, because they tell you, oh, this is going to help out. I mean, the war on poverty, as you noted in the first paragraph of your op-ed, $22 trillion has been spent on the war on poverty since President Johnson back in 1964. And what has happened to the poverty level? It went from 15% to, what, 15.1%?
Yeah,
wrong.
Yeah, I know. I think that's exactly right, Bill. I mean, I think that's we should think about this is how for, you know, close to half a century, if not more, we've been pouring, the numbers there, $22 trillion, to try to reduce poverty, you know, Lyndon B. Johnson's famous war on poverty. It really hasn't made much of a dent in terms of actually reducing the number of folks living in poverty. And I note in that first paragraph about how 11 million of the 40.6 million Americans in poverty are Hispanic.
Exactly.
So I think it is worth thinking about what actually works. And as you mentioned a minute ago, employment, gainful employment, is really the answer to reduce poverty.
I think one of the core values, and we've been discussing this for a long time, the core values of one's happiness has to do with being productive. You know, God told us to go be fruitful and multiply. And it wasn't one of those things like, hey, you know, go ahead and do it. I mean, you know, and have fun. You're not going to, it's not going to happen. It's going to be that golden carrot that's just, you know, outside of your reach. But we know that when people are working and they feel this sense of productivity, their dignity is heightened, their enthusiasm level. And this is what you're seeing right now in clear contrast to the previous 8 to 10 years when unemployment rates were off the rails. And now look at them, all, you know, not since 20 years, we're at 3.9%. And I mean, and I really even question that number a bit because I think it's probably lower if you count the people that are working under the table. Is
yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right, Bill. I mean, you know, we've got right now the Latino unemployment rate is at historic lows. We haven't seen this really, you know, for a long time, if not ever. But you're right. I mean, I think what we're seeing now is that, you know, obviously President Trump has been making the economy a priority. He worked with Congress last year to pass those tax cuts. And I mean, you know that Nancy Pelosi, you know, definitely has it wrong when she talked about crumbs. I mean, this is real money for a lot of people, including including Latinos and Hispanics who are working hard to support their family. And so I think you're right in terms of the thing that Arthur Brooks, the president of the think tank American Enterprise Institute, talks about, which is that work is more than just a paycheck. It also provides a sense of dignity for people.
Exactly.
And I think that's important to point out.
Well, and you mentioned Nancy Pelosi. I mean, she's made it clear, and other Democrats in the leadership have said, hey, you know those tax cuts you got? You kiss them goodbye. And, I mean, who would vote Democrats back in saying, okay, yeah, we're tired of having that extra money. We believe in bigger government because particularly in this last 8-year experiment we went through, boy, we doubled our debt over $20 trillion, and look at how much better off we were as a result of the 8 previous years.
Right. Yeah, I know even just yesterday, if I'm not mistaken, House Minority Leader Pelosi was asked about the tax cuts, and she essentially said that, yeah, she would go back and reverse them, paraphrasing, of course. But, I mean, I think that the bigger point here is that and the research backs this up again, is that the best way to reduce poverty is to provide people with employment.
Exactly.
The welfare programs in this country were meant to. I mean, if you look back at Lyndon B. Johnson when he talked about these programs, you know, he talked about them in a sense of temporary, you know, the bridges to getting back to where they should be. But instead, as you know, they've become entitlement programs. And not just for people living in poverty, but increasingly for middle class people who can work or able bodied and can work, but the government is just making it so much more inviting to depend on the government.
Well, when you reward all the wrong behaviors, what you get this reminds me of a special. It was actually it wasn't quite a documentary, but it was a report on two Indian nations. John Stossel did this report. It's probably about 4 or 5 years ago, and he compared these two Indian reservations. They were each offered from the government, the people's money, $80 billion. $80 billion. Amazing. It's a lot of money. And one of the tribes said, "Nah, we don't want it. We don't want your money." And of course, you know, the leader said, "Hey, man, they're giving us free money. What are you doing?" "No, we don't want it. We want to maintain our daily trust. We don't want to buy into that. That's opium. It's not good for us." The other reservation took the money. You took a look at the two reservations by contrast. Years after accepting $80 billion, one rejecting, the one that accepted the $80 billion went in there, and it was a disaster. I mean, unemployment high, alcoholism high. I mean, home ownership, very low. It was a mess. You went in there and you thought, oh, my goodness, I've walked into a ghetto. After $80 billion of people's money, this is the return on investment. The other reservation said, no, we don't want the money. You go in there, pride of ownership, unemployment, single digit, alcoholism, minimal. You go in there and you thought you walked into a planned community. That's the difference. $80 billion of the people's money, loss of dignity, just a disaster, alcoholism, the destruction of the family, everything, just absolute chaos in the one, the other, the opposite.
Right. I mean, I think that's a great case study of what the research points out. And part of the reason why I wrote the piece, Bill, is because part of what President Trump and the administration is doing is that they're working with states that want to enact work requirements for different government assistance programs. Essentially, the administration is working with them to allow this to happen, something that the previous administration did not, was not on board with. But again, you look at the coverage, and a lot of the coverage is misleading. If you look at the coverage, it's easy to miss that the work requirements would only be for those who are able-bodied, so the elderly, the disabled wouldn't have to do these requirements. But if you listen to the left and you listen to some of the coverage, you would think that it's the opposite. So I think providing this context, this policy context, I think is worth doing so that we actually understand what's happening.
Well, the other on the bright side for the Hispanic culture, and you and I know this directly, is that built into our DNA and our culture is a work ethic. It's always been there. So the chances of moving more Hispanics, even at a quicker pace, off these these government programs is there. I mean, because it's in our nature to go to work and be productive, is it not?
Yeah, no, I mean, I kind of get that, get to that in the end of the piece, Bill, where I talk about how, we're the sons, daughters, grandsons of immigrants who sacrificed so much to come to this country. And I didn't include this in the piece, but, I'm an immigrant myself. And, I can tell you that, for the first few years when my folks and I were living here, it was tough and just making ends meet was difficult, but my parents, said, look, we didn't come to this country to depend on the government. We're going to work and we're going to get through this. And we did. So we had opportunities, of course, to sign up for different government assistance programs, but we did not. And I gather that's the case for a lot of folks, in our community.
Well, what we're saying here by experience is that, look at, follow the lead of others before you that have rejected the government handouts. It's tempting. I mean, if it's a bridge to somewhere that you are controlling within your own family, God bless you. Go ahead if that's what you need. But do not let it be something debilitating that's going to define your character and your legacy for you and your kids, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Look, and I think that there is a role for a social safety net for those, again, who can't work, physically can't work. There should be some type of program in place for that the government can set up. But for folks who are able to work or able-bodied, they should work. We should encourage that. And I think that lawmakers, policymakers should get behind these efforts. And we'll see how this plays out, of course, in a very difficult political climate.
It's the right thing for their own humanity and dignity. That, to me, trumps it all, Israel Ortega. And again, as always, I appreciate you being on the show. Is a spokesperson for the Libra Initiative. Israel, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Take care. All right.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.